How you guys doing this morning? Good. I'm just really glad that my voice is coming back. I don't know if you guys knew, but last Sabbath, I had to do scripture reading, and right after that, I don't know what happened. I lost my voice. I'm still trying to find it. But anyway, I'm so glad you guys are here today. And I have a little Bible verse that I would like to read to you guys first. And it says, serve each other with love. The whole law is made complete in this one command. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Galatians 5:13-14. Now, what does this Bible verse say? That we need to love other people the way we would love the way we love ourselves. So if we love ourselves, we want nothing but the best for other people, right? Right? And also, it's teaching us to help other people. Sometimes there's a lot of people in need out there. How can we help people that need help sometimes? Anybody want to tell me can we help other people?
Yes. If they fall, you can like help them up.
That's right. You could help them, right? When somebody goes down. How about another way we could help other people? How can we be love? How can we show our love to other people the way God wants us to? Anybody?
Yeah.
No? Well, let me tell you. This week, I saw a small video on Facebook. Somebody posted it, and I reposted it because I really liked it. It was a story about this boy that it was just basically not a documentary. What's the word I'm looking for? It was just a little project that somebody did to see how many people would help an individual that was in need. Well, this was a teenage boy, maybe around 15, 16 years of age, and he was supposed to be playing a homeless kid in the streets in New York. It looks like New York. So anyway, this little boy had barely any clothes on him. He had pants, and maybe, I don't think he was wearing shoes, and he was cold. I mean, this was during the winter, and they put him in the middle of the street just to see how many people would help him. My surprise, I was really upset when I saw this video, even though I knew that the boy wasn't homeless and eventually he was going to go home to a warm place. But no one helped him. Not one person helped him. People were walking by him. They looked at him and they kept going. Do you think that's the way God wants us to show our love to him? No, right? Well, at the end, it was very surprising because a homeless guy that had nothing observed him, and eventually he went to the rescue and gave him his coat to keep him warm. Isn't that great? That's how God wants us to show our love to other people. So if we call each other Christians, we're supposed to help people no matter what. I have another story, and this one's fun. So anyway, once upon a time, there was a land called the No Elbows. Have you ever been there? No? No? What do you think people in the land of No Elbows would look like?
They have no elbows.
Right. Okay, I need a volunteer. Let me see. I need a small kid. Let's pretend John comes from the land of no elbows, okay? And let's do a demonstration. John, you have no elbows right now. So can you try to scratch your head? How about try to feed yourself? No, you can't? All right, stay right there. Well, anyway, oh, it's okay. He lost his elbow. Anyway, here, put it back in. In the land of no elbows, people had no elbows, but the land was divided. There was two groups, the people from the south and the people from the north. Well, the people from the south, let's say John comes from the south, they were really weak and very sick looking. What do you think? They were sick and kind of weird looking. They couldn't, you know, take care of themselves. Maybe because what?
They couldn't feed themselves or eat.
That's right, because they couldn't eat or feed themselves. I need another volunteer. Can I have a little baby? Come on. You're gonna be the no elbows from the north.
Okay.
That's the mistake.
Can we fit it?
Now you're from the north and you're from the south. He is, you know, a little sick. You're the strongest because the people from the north were really, really, really strong and they looked very healthy. Why do you think that is? They were both from the same land, the no elbow land.
Maybe because his arms were more flexible and he could like pick up stuff.
No, watch. Can you scratch your knee? Barely. Can you scratch your shoulder? See, he can't scratch his shoulder either. But you know what? This is why that no elbows from the north were healthier and much stronger. Take this cracker. Because they would use and help each other. See? So they would feed each other. Much easier, right? Okay, we're pretending. Thank you. You could take them off. Thank you, guys. You guys were great. Sorry. All right. So the people from the north were smart and very loving towards each other because they would be able to help one another. So, and I like this saying that says, together everyone achieves more. So when we help each other, we could do a lot more greater things, right? And God tells us in His Word that He wants us to love each other and show that love by helping each other. Okay, so don't forget that. When we think about the needs of others and give ourselves to them, we are loving them the way God has taught us in His Word. So don't forget that. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your love, and thank you for sending Jesus to show us the way and show us how to be loving towards each other. Please help us to be just like you and build our characters stronger each day with your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, guys.